Much has happened in the lives of the apostles and disciples of Jesus, and they sense that Jesus will soon be leaving them. They no doubt are anxious. Who is going to lead them? Jesus tells them, Peter. You can almost sense their unbelief. Really, Lord? Peter? The one who denied not knowing you not once, not twice, but three times? Peter who would not follow you to Golgotha? Indeed, he is the one chosen to lead the Lord's flock. He is the one chosen by the Lord to be the leader of this young Christian community of faith. Yes, Peter is flawed, but aren't we all? However, God's grace and the power of the Holy Spirit await Peter and all who are willing to open their lives to God's Spirit. Peter becomes the leader who is not afraid to voice his beliefs in the face of adversity. When Peter and the apostles were brought before the Sanhedrin and reminded that they were not to speak or act in the name of Jesus, Peter boldly challenges their authority, obeying only God's authority, declaring, we must obey God rather than men. And following Jesus, Peter furthers the Lord's mission of salvation, and in doing so, he is honored by God the Father. In the gospel this morning, Jesus and Peter have an exchange about love. For us English speakers, we have only one word, love. But the Gospels were written in Greek, and Greek has several words for love. Jesus asks Peter if he loves him, using the Greek word agapas, which is divine love. Peter responds that he does love him. But instead of using the word agapas, Peter uses the Greek word philo, which is brotherly love. This happens again and with the same result. And finally, Jesus asks Peter if he loves him with that brotherly love. And Peter replies, of course he does. Peter, again, showing his limitations, is not able to say that he loves Jesus with divine love because he is limited by his own humanity. It takes the grace of God to be able to be a source and blessing of divine love, a blessing, a gift, a spiritual power that comes as a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Only when Peter is imbued with divine love does Peter become capable of leading Jesus' flock. My sisters and brothers, whenever we partake of the Holy Eucharist, Christ's body and blood, as did our beautiful and angelic first communicants on Saturday, we too become filled with agapas, that same divine love. But that love is not meant to be hidden. It is meant for us to share, as it was for Peter and the apostles. When we leave this church today, let us go out and live our lives, signifying by our acts of kindness and love, great and small, that we too are followers of Jesus Christ, the risen Lord, having the Lord's love in our hearts. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.